New York and Connecticut have moved their presidential primary elections from this month to June. In response to the coronavirus pandemic, Connecticut Secretary of the State Denise Merrill is concerned that the virus might still be a problem in June. She says this is why the state needs to allow voting by mail. WSHU's Abang Odama reports.
Merrill says the problem is that Connecticut's constitution has strict rules about absentee ballots.
It's spelled out in the state constitution. You can get an absentee ballot if you're out of the jurisdiction on the day of election or due to illness.
She says that's why she's looking for a legal way to get around the provision.
I don't think any other state has it in their state constitution. And the problem with that is it's not easy to change.
And she says it's not something that can really be accomplished before the June presidential election.
It would have to be voted by the legislature by a supermajority before the general election in November. And then it has to go on the ballot and everyone would have to approve it.
Even if that were to happen, it would do nothing to change voting this year, though a similar measure passed.
But not by the supermajority. It was voted, mostly the Democrats voted for it. Almost every Republican voted against it. To have 3 days of early voting, at least, I think was the proposal was between 3 and 5 days of early voting, which would have helped. Although I would say in this situation, the rest of the country is going toward more mail-in voting.
She's encouraging voters to request an absentee ballot, even if they don't think they will be out of town. Ron Shuring is a political scientist at UConn. He says Merrill should expect some opposition to her plan.
The arguments in normal times would go like this. If people voted early in a typical primary, for example, now people would have voted for, say, Elizabeth Warren before she withdrew from the race. By the time of the actual primary date, it would be a very different contest, and they would have essentially lost their vote.
But he says in the present circumstance, those arguments might be a bit muted because mail-in voting seems to work in Oregon.
There have not been allegations of fraud, and there's a very high voter participation rate.
Larry Levy is a political scientist at Hofstra University. He says New York has similar absentee ballot rules, and the COVID-19 pandemic might lead to relaxing some of those rules.
You'll see conversations, and I think you'll also see action to allow more and more voters to avoid having to go to the polls. That's not a new debate, but I think our experience in dealing with the virus is going to put this much more front and center.
He says the presidential contest may be all but over by the time New Yorkers get to the polls in June.
But the presidential campaign is not the only thing that matters.
Levy says that's because there are other primary races for state and local offices that will be decided on that day. Abang Odama, WSH News.
Connecticut's primary is now scheduled for June 2nd, New York's June 23rd.